Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly change how you navigate those tough times, those moments when life throws a curveball. We're talking about the incredible power of self-compassion. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Compassion? That's for hugging puppies and sharing your lunch, right? Bomb. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. It's about recognizing that everyone struggles, that setbacks are part of life, and that you don't have to be perfect all the time. Ever felt like you're beating yourself up after a mistake? Or maybe you've been stuck in a cycle of negative self-talk when things get tough? We've all been there. But here's the game changer. Self-compassion can actually help you bounce back stronger. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your shortcomings, it's about acknowledging them with kindness and creating space for growth. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of self-compassion. First, recognize that suffering is universal. This isn't some cosmic joke, everyone experiences pain, setbacks, and disappointment. It's a fundamental part of the human experience. So, next time you find yourself feeling overwhelmed or inadequate, remember that you're not alone. You're sharing this journey with billions of other souls who have felt the same things. Second, practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to those critical inner voices and notice when they start spiraling into negativity. It's like catching yourself before you fall down a rabbit hole of self-doubt. Once you become aware of these patterns, you can choose to respond differently. Instead of berating yourself, try offering words of encouragement and support as if you were talking to a good friend going through the same thing. Third, cultivate common humanity. Remember that everyone is flawed and makes mistakes. We're all works in progress trying our best to navigate this crazy ride called life. This helps put things in perspective when you're feeling down on yourself. You're not alone in your imperfections, they're what make us human. Fourth, be kind to your inner child. Remember that little voice inside you that craves love and acceptance. Give it a hug. Offer yourself the same compassion and understanding that you would give a scared or hurt child. This helps create a sense of safety and security within yourself, even during challenging times. Finally, practice gratitude for your strengths. We tend to focus on our weaknesses, but what about those amazing qualities that make you unique? Make a list of your talents, skills, and positive attributes. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. This helps shift your focus from self-criticism to self-appreciation. Think about the last time you stumbled or faced a setback. How did you treat yourself during that moment? Were you your own harshest critic, or were you able to offer some kindness and understanding? It's easy to fall into negative patterns, but with conscious effort, we can learn to cultivate self-compassion and navigate adversity with greater resilience. You know that feeling when you're trying to figure out a tricky puzzle or learn a new skill? You might get frustrated sometimes, make mistakes along the way, but eventually, you keep practicing, keep learning, and slowly but surely, you start to see progress. Self-compassion is like that, it's not an instant fix, but with consistent effort, it can become a powerful tool for growth and resilience. Remember, life isn't always sunshine and roses. There will be bumps in the road, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like giving up. But by practicing self-compassion, you create a solid foundation to navigate those challenges with grace and strength. You're not alone on this journey, and you deserve all the kindness and support you can offer yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Start treating yourself with the same love, understanding, and care that you would offer your dearest friend. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from a dose of self-compassion, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me again tomorrow for another Fortitude First session. Until then, remember, be kind to yourselves, be strong, and keep pushing forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.